Let's say you have made an enduring power of attorney. What happens to it then? Is it stored somewhere? Does it get registered? And when does it get activated?
Once all the formalities of setting up the enduring power of attorney have been complied with, your solicitor will retain the document on your behalf, together with the affidavits of service which confirm that the appropriate notices were sent to the notice parties. There is no requirement to register the fact that an EPA has been signed, although of course you, your attorneys, and the notice parties will all be aware of the fact. The document, for the most part, thereafter will simply be retained by your solicitor, who will keep it in safekeeping in case it's ever needed at some future point in time. There's nothing to say that you can't keep the original documents yourself if that's what you prefer to do. If you are going to do that, though, it would be very important that you inform your proposed attorneys of where the document is so that if it's needed at some later date, they know where to find it. At any point in time after the enduring power of attorney is signed, the donor can review the provisions they have made, and if they decide that they want to make alterations to the enduring power of attorney, they can do so. In the event of the donor wishing to change some of the provisions of the document, it would be necessary to cancel the original enduring power of attorney and to create a new one. There is a process which must be gone through to ensure that the original enduring power of attorney is validly revoked, and your solicitor will be able to assist you with that. The same notice parties who received notification that you had set up the enduring power of attorney have to be notified again in the event that you decide to cancel it at a later stage. Also, your solicitor will have to sign another certificate to say that as far as they were concerned at the date of the revocation, you understood the effect of revoking it. And your doctor would also be asked at that time to furnish another certificate to say that you had the mental capacity to understand the effect of revoking the document at that time. I should also point out that at any time prior to the registration of the enduring power of attorney, your proposed attorneys or any of them can disclaim their entitlement to act as your attorney. In other words, they can decide that they no longer want to be nominated as one of your attorneys. If a proposed attorney should decide they no longer wish to be included, they must serve a formal notice on you, the donor, to advise you of that fact. So, other than the possibility of the donor wishing to cancel the enduring power of attorney, or any of the proposed attorneys wishing to opt out, your enduring power of attorney will simply be kept safely in your solicitor's office, where it will stay unless and until something occurs to you, as a result of which the enduring power of attorney needs to be activated. The enduring power of attorney regulations specify that if an attorney believes that the donor is or is becoming mentally incapable of managing his or her property and affairs, they must apply to have the enduring power registered in the High Court. The Register of Enduring Powers of Attorney in Ireland is kept in the Wards of Court office in Dublin. This is not to be confused with someone being made a ward of court, which I will discuss shortly.